Hi guys. So this isn't our usual disclaimer, but I just wanted to put it out there. Is
very, very, very dark, twisted, and triggering.
Yes. So if you start listening to the episode and you hear the triggers we give at the beginning, you don't want to listen, that's fine. This is definitely not an episode for children or
the faint of heart. Or children who are faint of heart.
Or the faint of heart who have children.
Exactly.
So please listen with caution. We are going to mark this as explicit, even though there's no language issues. It's just the concepts of this cult's dealings. So yeah, listen at your own risk.
Creepy Life Podcast, a podcast with a wide variety of topics for all your true crime, paranormal, and otherwise spooky needs. I'm Thomas.
I'm Sparky, and I'm so proud of you. He did it from memory.
Only because my phone is across the room, and I'm too lazy to go get it. Because even though it's only 7:13, I'm ready for bed.
Why are you ready for bed so early?
Because I got up ridiculously early.
See, you need to do what I did today. Wake up early, and then nap for 5 hours.
I'm sorry, but on my days off, I don't want to spend all of it sleeping.
I didn't either. It just happened. That's what happens to teachers at the end of the semester. We're like, I can't take it anymore, and we just sleep.
So, I have a weekday off and a weekend, 1 weekend day off. So, so I wake up earlier, and I talk nerd stuff with one of my cousins. He drives a garbage truck, so he doesn't have anything else to do. So
I love that that's the way you describe him. My cousin drives a garbage truck, and that's it.
Yeah. My cousin drives a garbage truck.
That sounds like a country song.
My cousin drives a garbage truck.
And I'm in love with her.
Okay, you just went Alabama.
Well, his cousin is a boy cousin. I just didn't think that country music would be accepting of a gay relationship like that. So, anyway.
Wow.
Before we start, I do want to clarify before we start today, this is not an episode that you should be listening to with little ears around. There's not going to be any, like, swearing or anything like that. However, the topics I'm going to discuss today are for adults.
Actually, what I know very little about this, and I'm saying not even for adults. Not really for any human being, unless you're a radical cultist.
Well, I think it's really interesting, and I've been fascinated by this cult since I learned about them. And I did want to say this too. No children, if you are bothered by suicide, abortion, or cannibalism, you probably shouldn't listen to this episode. If you're not really sure, I will just tell you this cult's motto is, thou shalt not procreate. If that bothers you, this is not an episode for you, because it only gets worse. So, yes, we will mark this episode as explicit, but again, it's not a language thing, it's just a concept thing.
If anyone's familiar with Avenue Q, this cult is basically the Bad Idea Bears.
Pretty much. What I'm going to be covering today is the Church of Euthanasia.
Cult?
Yeah, it's the first euthanasia. The first cult that we've covered, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're jumping in head first. So I heard about this first on the Cults podcast by Parcast. I listened to both episodes to prepare for this. And I had listened to it a long time ago. I was like, wow, this cult is really out there. I did not remember all of the horrific details about it. It's a lot worse than I remember it being. So that was one of my sources. The other sources, the cult's website, churchofeuthanasia.org, Vice, Wikipedia. There's a YouTube clip of the show that we're going to talk about a little bit later, archive.org, and the New York Times article.
Awesome.
Cool. The next part that I wrote in here, I probably ended up on some watch lists after researching this episode.
That's what every podcaster that covers this stuff says.
Their website is very creepy.
Yeah, but it's not like...
I clicked on some links I probably shouldn't have clicked on.
But
the person that this cult revolves around is named Chris Korda, who was born in 1962 to Michael Korda and Carolyn Keyes. And Chris was born male, but then kind of transitioned into female, and now uses both he and she pronouns. I'm just going to use she because she's usually represented as a woman in most things that she's talked about. But yeah, just for ease of understanding, I'm just going to use she to describe her. I'll probably just call her Chris or Korda most of the time anyway. But she was raised around a lot of information about the world. And when she was very young, she read an article in the New York Times about how the Earth was in imminent danger from climate change. And because of that, she was very scared, like, all the time. Like, I think of me finding out about 2012, the world ending, and I really thought I was gonna die, and I just, that's all I thought about.
I had a boss that was so oblivious to it that she didn't find out until the day of, and then had a breakdown and called all of her relatives to tell them that she loved them.
Wow. Korda, after learning about how terrible people have been to the Earth, she became pretty disenchanted with life really quickly. And she's very anti-mainstream, so...
Hipster!
She's, like, pre-hipster hipster.
So she's the type that, like, digs a band but doesn't want anyone else to know about said band. And once they do, they're too mainstream for her.
Maybe, I don't know. She was very interested in Dadaism, which... There's a bunch of different definitions of it, but basically the focus for her was on being noticed.
So she's Kim Kardashian.
Well, it also had to do with absurdism.
So she's Kim Kardashian. Without the butt implants.
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to talk too much about childhood because this episode's going to just be heavy and yeah. So in 1992, so this is when Chris was 30, she had a dream in which she was visited by a creature called The Being.
The Being.
The Being. And it was apparently like an ambassador for Earth and other dimensions.
Okay, I just gotta ask, did this being resemble an owl in any way?
I don't know. The being said that the Earth's ecosystems were failing, and it also said that the Earth's leaders were lying to people, and asked, why would they lie to you, and why do you believe these lies?
Okay, I'm getting some time travel vibes.
Maybe.
Like, you know all those people that claim that they went way to the future, and then they seen what it's like, so... Maybe someone from the future came back and are like, hey, you're weird enough to believe this.
Maybe. I don't think the being was human, though.
Was it an owl?
I don't know.
I want to know. Is there contact information?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if the being looked like an owl.
Great. Again, we'll get another watch list for you emailing Chris Korda. So, after she had that dream, she started the Church of Euthanasia with Pastor Kim, who was a roommate in Boston. Pastor was, like, named, like, Robert Kim something. So, it was a dude. And Chris became Reverend Chris Korda. The look you just gave me was great. So, the church's main ideas are that the people and the overpopulation caused by people are a burden on the planet. And the only way to gain unity with the planet, again, is to reduce the numbers of the population significantly, or for people to be wiped out entirely. And it might be the only anti-human church in the entire world. I do want to say, though, before we continue, as we're getting into the information about the church's beliefs, we are not, obviously, members of this cult. We do not share their extreme beliefs. These are not our views. We are not condoning the church or their actions.
Absolutely not.
So, they have one commandment. Thou shalt not procreate, which...
I don't remember that being part of the Ten.
Well, they don't care about Christian religion.
So I was just about to ask this. Do they have any... Is this one of the, like, cults that take a teaching? Jonestown, for instance, had their basis on being a Christian religion that was reinterpreted. Was this...
No.
Okay.
They're more, like, very extreme hippies.
Cool, man.
So if you break their one commandment, aka if you get pregnant and you do not abort the baby, you will be excommunicated. Again, this is getting heavy stuff, so if this bothers you, quit now.
if you have a bad trip and you don't wrap it before you tap it and something happens, you can get excommunicated?
Well, yes. If you don't abort it. And we'll talk about that in just a second.
The free love, man.
So, like I said, they're extreme hippies. They're kind of weird. By kind of, I mean very weird. And they do have members that have children, but they only allow members with children if they had them in the past. They cannot have more children going forward.
Let's say you had a child, didn't want to abort it, you're excommunicated. Is there a return policy?
I don't know. Apparently, also, they have at least one member who joined with their son. So, it's a family-friendly. No, I'm just kidding.
It is a family-friendly church. Bring the kids.
Also, they say that anyone who does not have kids are already members. So we're members of the Church of Euthanasia.
I am sorry. I am not a member of this wackadoodle religion. And I don't even know what they believe other than they don't believe in procreating.
Continuing on with the church's beliefs. So they have four pillars of faith. The first is suicide. And they want to clarify that suicide needs to be voluntary. You cannot go around murdering people. That is not part of their moral system. If you kill yourself because of their teachings, though, you will be immediately canonized as a saint. And you do not have to kill yourself, but it is encouraged.
Hey, buddy, you want to be a saint? All you gotta do is pull the trigger. No, no, I'm just saying you don't have to. But here's the gun, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Just do it. It's cool. All the cool kids are doing it. You even get called a saint for it. Come on, man. Peace, love, and blow your brains out.
Yeah. So, number two is abortion, second pillar of their faith. You get pregnant, you have to have an abortion.
Now, this is at a time when almost every 50 state has that illegal.
In the 90s?
A lot of states did. It's been an issue that's been legalized and then made illegal again and again. I mean, where are they based?
Boston. Number three is cannibalism. And
they... don't just pass that.
I'm not. This is only for the already dead. They don't want you to, like, attack people and, like, the guy on bath salts in Florida start eating their face.
Florida zombie, you get his name right.
So, they don't really practice this too much, but it is very well defended because they're all, like, very strict vegetarians. Their whole thing is, like, unity with the planet. So, if you're killing animals, humans are animals, according to them, so why not just eat humans?
Okay, so... you go in to check on Granny.
Oh my god.
And she passed in the night. You suddenly put on a bib, grab a fork and a knife, and say, dig in, boys!
Oh no, I hate you so much. Oh god.
Alright, boys, get the spit ready!
For Granny. Those are the first three pillars of faith. The fourth pillar... he's still laughing.
Okay.
The fourth pillar of faith can prevent the second pillar, which is abortion. The fourth pillar of faith is sodomy.
Okay, so...
which is defined as any type of sex that does not have a risk of pregnancy, or does not end in a pregnancy.
That's not what I was raised to know what sodomy was.
I know, but that's how they define it on their website. But yes, the way you're thinking of is also listed. His face right now is just priceless. Okay, so that's the basic beliefs of the church. So next, what I'm going to discuss is kind of what they did publicly for the next few years, and then we'll get into more weird things on their website and where they are now.
Cool.
So 1992, like I said, was the year they were established. They had stickers that they would hand out. And they had quite a few different slogans that they used to kind of promote their radical, eco-friendly...
Okay, so they're handing out stickers. They have a formal church. I gotta ask, how are they funding this?
They get donations.
They got enough donations to actually survive as a church?
We'll talk about it a little bit more.
Okay, I'm starting to see their side.
And I do kind of think it's funny because their big thing is, like, saving the planet, but they also had merchandise.
Which probably wasn't eco-friendly.
Yeah, it wasn't probably biodegradable. But they had stickers that they handed out that had, "Save the Planet, Kill Yourself," written on them.
You know, I think I've seen... Did they have mugs?
I don't think so, but I think people have made... Because some of their slogans, like, and I put in my notes too, that I've seen some of them before, like, in real life.
I've seen a mug that said something like that at a thrift store in my hometown in Nebraska.
You didn't buy it for me?
This was, like, when I was a teenager.
So, this was happening when they were passing out these stickers in New York City at the Democratic National Convention.
You mean the Republican National Convention?
No. Are you kidding? With how anti-life they are? So, later in her life, Korda said that the leftists were their greatest opponent because more conservative people, they trusted in the police, so they would call the police and have them deal with the cult. Left-leaning people didn't like the police, so they would take things into their own hands and just attack the members directly. Also, Korda would put the stickers on the back of police vehicles, which sends a really great message.
Especially for Bast and PD.
So 1993, this was their first, like, major publicity stunt. On a billboard for the Boston Science Museum, whatever, they hung a 10-foot square banner that said, "Save the planet, kill yourself." So everybody driving by would see that on the science billboard, which was nice. I don't know how long it stayed up.
Especially since science has been working on not only saving the environment, but also prolonging human life.
Yeah. Okay. So 1994, there's a lot of things that happened. So I don't really know what happened exactly when, so this is just all the things that happened that year. Korda was a recording artist, Chris was, and I listened to some of her music. You walked in on me listening to it last night with the weird floating objects in the water.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Chris Korda released an EP with the same name, Save the Planet, Kill Yourself, and it was recorded with Kevorkian Records.
Why does that sound familiar?
Who's Dr. Kevorkian?
That's,
Dr. Death.
Yeah, or wasn't he known as, like, the Angel of Death or something?
I saw him referred to as Dr. Death.
He's the one that had the van, right?
I don't know. Not to be confused with the podcast Dr. Death. He was an assisted suicide guy.
Yeah, he had like, a van.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know much about him.
I think Bagelbytes actually owns it.
Bagelbytes.
I think it's on display as a museum in Vegas.
Bagelbytes refers to Zach Bagans, for those of you that don't listen to, and that's why we drink.
And I absolutely promise you, you will not be bored listening to him talk on his show, Ghost Adventures.
He's gonna block us on Twitter now.
Oh my god, that really hurts.
Alright,
I was possessed by a ghost and now need hipster glasses with my acid-washed jeans.
Cool, thanks. Let's move along. So also in 1994... I think they created it. There was a Boston Population Awareness Day.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, and I was obsessed with Boston for a while.
It was September 10th, 94. It was the first and last time that this happened, and it included their go-to slogan, Save the Planet, Kill Yourself. And Korda, I saw a clip of it that I found, I think, that was the archive link if you want to watch it. It included Korda carrying, like, a staff with a baby doll at the top that's covered in blood, and with a torn American flag dangling off of it. This doesn't get better.
One American flag, by law, has to be retired. That's a criminal offense, waving that around.
Apparently that's a symbol of abortion, according to them. I don't know that that's true. But they also, you know those big spoolie things that, like, they look like you could walk on them? They're big enough, you know, like, and they've got kind of wheels, like a spool of thread. But it's, like, really big. I don't know what comes on a movie. Twine?
Oh, the big wire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the...
Those big, spooly,
like,
things.
Like wheels or something. Yeah, they have big, thick wires on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a wire spool.
Yeah, so they had those, like, one that was probably, like, 3 feet tall.
Mm.
And they had painted it to look like an abortion pill. And they dragged that around the park with them.
Now, I want to know, was abortion pills common enough that people could look at that and actually know what it is?
I don't know, because it didn't say, like, abortion pill on it. It said RU486, which is what it is on the pill.
RU486?
1994 was also the year they started a journal that they would send out to their members called Snuff It. This was also during the time that they got recognized as, I believe, an educational organization.
How?
And got tax-exempt status.
How?
I don't know. is I thought it.
I have known legitimate churches that have struggled for this.
I know. And I thought, like, I saw one place it was a church status and one place it was educational, so I'm not sure which one it was, but they got tax exempt status for quite a while. I know. I don't know. I don't know how. So, 1995 now, they campaigned for the Unabomber for president. They tried to get people to write in the Unabomber, which was Ted Kaczynski. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this was because of his terrorist manifesto. And Chris Korda later claimed that it was a satirical protest of the political system in the United States.
Okay, but if they were really going to protest political system, I could think of other people that have done terrorist acts that would probably have been more fitting than Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, I believe their slogan for this was something like, if you elect him, he won't serve. Like, as in prison, I guess? I don't know.
How about John Wilkes Booth? Or how about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
They took out presidents, which I think would be a bigger anti-political system message than a guy that failed.
Yeah. Okay, so in 1996, she was still kind of protesting politics and stuff. And they got national attention while they were fighting for the Unabomber for president. And you know how originally one of their pillars says that suicide is only a voluntary act, or should be. Now she was praising his plans to kill people. The way that people will take anything that she says and it'll be okay, even if it doesn't make sense. So also in 1996, they put up a billboard and tried to create a suicide assistance hotline. With the slogan, helping you every step of the way. And it was going to be like a pre-recorded step-by-step how to kill yourself phone line that you would call. The phone company was like, no, you can't do that. And when it got a lot of backlash, Korda said it was an attempt at black humor.
No, dark humor would have been putting up a billboard with a line that it would have had a 555 number.
It was a 900 number.
Oh, so not only are they going to teach you how to kill yourself, they're going to drain your credit card, too.
Yep. But yeah, so the radio or the phone company said, yeah, no, you can't do that. The billboard went up, though. I saw a picture of it. But they did get radio time. And they were able to play ads on the radio encouraging people to commit suicide if they were struggling with depression or with other things in their life. How nice.
So if they're down on their luck or have mental instability and they're just thinking that there's no light at the end of the tunnel, don't seek medical help.
Just kill yourself.
People sicken me.
Yeah. I told you, this is not a fun episode. During this time, Korda also said that she really wanted someone to kill themselves and credit the church for their suicide, and she thought it would be really good publicity if someone died and their family sued them. And I don't know, like, none of the founding members of the church committed suicide. So that seems very hypocritical to me.
It really does. Because shouldn't they be setting the example?
You'd think. Also, because of Dr. Kevorkian, she thought that she could promote suicide as a viable option for ending your life. And she should be able to display instructions for that without issue.
Suicide is technically a crime. One that can't really prosecute because the person that did it's dead, but...
Okay, and that is something. I don't think that people should be taken to prison for trying to commit suicide. I think that is really stupid.
No, that's one of the things. I don't think they should go to prison for it, but I think they should seek medical help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe going... I'm not saying into a mental institution, but maybe into a hospital that has psychiatrists that could help them deal with that.
Yeah.
Not saying a padded cell, but...
Yeah, that makes way more sense than just throwing him in a jail cell. So in 1997, this is one of my favorite parts about this whole story, the members of the church appeared on the Jerry Springer Show. The episode was called I Want to Join a Suicide Cult. And just FYI, I absolutely hate the Jerry Springer Show. I liked the show that he had called Baggage. Do you remember that?
That show.
There was someone from my hometown on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, was he the guy that liked Anna?
No, it was a lady. I don't remember. I didn't know her personally, but she was from Mankato.
My favorite episode of that was where one of the final piece of baggage was, I'm obsessed with animal. And like in the episode, she's like, what? And he takes off his shirt and has like a full back tattoo of animal. And he's
from
got animal.
From the Muppets?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, and he has animal tattoos on his arms. And he's like, well, animal's a drummer. I'm a drummer. We relate.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't make the cut.
But yeah, I hate the Jerry Springer Show, just and shows like that, because everything is so dramatized. But yeah, the episode was called I Want to Join a Suicide Cult. Korda and Pastor Kim, and I think the guy's name is Captain Vile, or that might have been a different guy.
Okay, wait a minute. There's Pastor, and Captain?
No, Reverend Pastor Captain.
Reverend Pastor Captain. You know what this is really starting to sound like?
Star Trek.
No, I was gonna... Well, close. I was gonna say Scientology.
Yeah, it's something. So...
Okay. Was their thing, before suicide, that they instruct their members to say, Kirk Enterprise, energize!
No, you're thinking of Heaven's Gate. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, but you're talking about a captain and beaming...
I know. I don't understand it. So, on the show, they talked about how eating animals is the same as eating people to them. One of them said something like, if you blindfold yourself and you put pork and human flesh in front of you and you eat them both, you won't be able to tell the difference. And they kept telling Jerry Springer to take the blindfold test.
I always thought it was chicken.
Maybe it might be chicken. I thought it was pork. I don't know. I could be wrong.
But, yeah, because they describe human as the other white meat.
I don't know. So,
great with barbecue.
They brought on a woman named Grace, who wanted to join the cult. Surprise, it was actually a cult member. I know, right? And she was apparently, according to sources I found, she was dating somebody who was like an anti-abortionist who like wanted to kill all abortion doctors or something, which seems kind of contradictory to me.
Yeah, big time.
But they got a mix of boos and applause from the audience. Some people really liked what they were saying. One woman, I don't know who she was. She was brought up there. She's like a grandma lady. She said something like, Jesus died for you. And they retorted with, he committed suicide and then you ate him.
Okay. He was executed.
I know. I was like, where do you get this that he's committed suicide?
And then he was buried. And then 3 days later, his body disappeared. I don't remember the scripture that talked about cannibalism.
They're referring to, what do you call it?
Yeah, that's just ritualistic.
Communion. I would like to show you the clip really quick.
Show me this clip.
So we're going to pause and have an ad break.
Show me the Springer Show.
Okay.
All right, I just witnessed a clip.
So what did you think?
They are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So on the clip, I was wrong. It wasn't Captain Vile. Captain Vile is featured in a very gross picture on their website, though. It was Vermin X. So it was Reverend Korda, Pastor Kim, Vermin X. Vermin X, some of you may know as Vermin Supreme, who was a member of their cult. He ran for president multiple times, I believe.
Hold on.
Okay, so Thomas was unfamiliar with the hot mess that is Vermin Supreme. So, in case you don't know, we just kind of Googled him and looked at his Wikipedia page.
He has campaigned on a platform of zombie awareness, or preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
He believes we should research time travel. He frequently wears a boot as a hat and carries a large toothbrush. He's promised a pony to every American. And most importantly, if he's elected, he will pass a law that states that every American has to brush their teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he is listed on their website as one of their important members.
He is on the judicial committee of the Libertarian Party.
Ron Swanson, I don't think, would really like him too much.
Nope.
Also, I didn't know this. I thought it was funny. He ran under the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian parties for different campaigns. So I know we just veered off into total Vermin Supreme, but just while we're talking about him, he joined as a joke. He said that he thinks they have the right ideas in their hearts, like they're very passionate about what they believe, but they're not going about it the right way and they're too extreme.
He only has one kidney.
Right. But yeah, so what did you think of the Jerry Springer Show clip, other than you said they're crazy?
Crucified chicken disturbed me a little bit. When it did come to the whole animal abuse, I agree completely. The meat industry is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
While I am not preaching vegetarianism or anything, I am a firm believer that the big meat companies need to stop.
Well,
I think that life would be
the entire ecosystem would be much better if large-scale farming, whether it's for meat or vegetables, would stop and everything go back to being community-based.
Cows are very bad for the environment.
They are.
I thought it was interesting. I didn't notice this the first time I watched it. I only watched it once before. But the second time I noticed that when they're talking about cannibalism, they say, this isn't about animal cruelty, it's about people being animals. People are animals. But then, less than a minute later, Chris says something about how animal cruelty is awful. So it's like, so is it about animal cruelty or is it not? So, in other words, you basically think they're crazy.
Oh, I think they're straight up wackadoodles.
Oh, but also going back to Vermin Supreme, he usually, during this time, he would wear a veil over his face or like some black covering his face. Now he just wears a boot.
I thought he was imitating Thelonious.
All right, moving on. 1997, Heaven's Gate happened, and, you know, that was a mass suicide because they were trying to, I believe, hitch a ride on a spaceship that was going by to save them. I don't really remember exactly. During that mass suicide, 39 people died, and the Church of Euthanasia held a celebration for them in a national park, I guess. And in order to honor each of the people that committed suicide, Chris kissed one earthworm for each of them. I don't know what that is supposed to signify.
You ever eaten an earthworm?
No, and I don't ever plan to.
They're a little chewy.
Also in 1997, there was the annual Walk for Life, which is a pro-life protest in Boston. Do you want to guess how well this is going to go?
Is this what you told me about the other day?
Yes.
This is going to go great.
If you have a weak stomach, skip ahead a couple times, maybe. So they set up a fetus barbecue. Future Sparky chiming in. I don't believe they actually ate fetuses. I'm not sure if they ever did, but I'm pretty sure they did not at this rally. Eating fetuses is highly encouraged by the church, and they were kicked out because people were obviously enraged by this. And
I'm enraged, and this was, what, 23 years ago?
Yep. And a park commissioner apparently tried to strangle the photographer that was with them. So, yeah, they were escorted off the property.
I don't believe in mob violence, but I'm kind of thinking mob violence right now.
They also made a fake protest at a sperm bank protesting a, quote, fetal trafficking ring. I'm not sure how that would work, but people showed up to it. They also claimed that Courtney Love was going to be there. Because let's just bring a whole bunch of awful people together.
Well, you know, I mean, she did kill her husband, so...
I knew you were going to say that. But yeah, so pro-life people came. There was nuns there, like, with rosaries, and teenagers there looking for Courtney Love. Then, after the protest was supposed to start or whatever, one place said it was a puppet, one person said it was a costume. Regardless, a two-story penis appeared. And, gross, ejaculated fake sperm. Yeah. Thomas's face is really great right now. So Chris called this seizing the moral low ground. They just wanted to look like terrible people so they would get more media attention. I think it was successful.
Keep in mind, at this time, they wouldn't have been able to air any of this on TV.
No, but it was in the newspapers.
But they couldn't even publish photographs of it.
No, but they could talk about it. News spread that way. So yeah, they just wanted to be as disgusting as they possibly could for publicity. Another tactic that they had a member dress up as a Catholic priest and carry a sign that said pedophile priests for life. I don't have a good argument for that one. In 1999, Boston had a festival called Earthfest,
mm-hmm.
and they had a raft they made with a big banner on it that said, save the planet, kill yourself. And they were blasting Chris Korda's music on it, which is all about how people ruined the world. And the police dragged the raft to the shore and escorted them away. I don't think they got arrested. Just escorted off the premises. In 2000, there was a convention in Boston called Bio 2000. I believe this convention was talking about, like, experimenting with genetic modification. And most people were protesting it, saying it was bad. But the Church of Euthanasia wanted it because of human destruction. They wanted them to die. They had a banner that they took with them to that said, human extinction while we still can. Yeah. So Okay, so I do want to say this next part is probably the most upsetting thing that they did publicly that got, like, a lot of attention. It has to do with the Twin Towers 9/11, so if that bothers you, skip ahead. So,
and I know what this is.
You do? So when the terrorists crashed into the towers and they fell 3 months later, Chris Korda released a music video. How do you know this? How do you know this? Like, seriously.
I went through a really dark 9/11 was it a conspiracy, was it not phase, and I watched a lot of videos, and I remember what you're about to talk about.
So you've seen the video?
Yep.
Okay, so it's a music video called I Like to Watch, and it combines Chris's heavy electronic music with footage of the towers falling, sports footage, and hardcore pornography. Korda said that she felt like this was justice, that this was happening to America for once. As you can imagine, they got a lot of backlash for that. She talked about before the suicide being voluntary thing. This was not voluntary.
No.
Other than for the terrorists who were on a suicide mission, nobody else consented to this. So I don't see why that's being celebrated. Shortly after this, Vermin Supreme left the church. He wanted to focus on his political career. But after this and Vermin Supreme leaving, they lost a ton of money and membership. Yeah, I know that. I'm sorry. I know this is, like, really dark, so I said it's, like, the worst thing that they did. So, yeah. Yeah, they were not great people anyway, but, yeah, that didn't go well. So, you remember how I said earlier Chris wanted somebody to kill themselves and blame the church for it? Yeah. In 2003, a 52-year-old woman in St. Louis, Missouri killed herself. She was using the How to Commit Suicide by Asphyxiation from Helium instructions on their website. And they know this because it was printed out next to her when they found her body. So a giant, like, super successful lawyer person threatened them with a second-degree murder lawsuit. And when she was confronted about it, Korda said that she was unaware of this happening, and that if it did actually exist, she had no comment on it. And apparently, this was surprising, because normally when she talks, she's really quick comebacks. Like you saw in that video, she's got something, like, right away. She'll just, like, respond. This time, when she said that, she paused and thought about it for a second. So I think she knows that she had finally gone in too deep, and she was like, oh, I should probably watch what I say. But because of that, possibly, the link was removed from their website. And it could have been because there was a settlement, or it could have just been they were trying to avoid a court case, something. But it's gone. And I do think it's ironic that she wanted a lawsuit for publicity, and that happened, and they just kind of quietly backed away. I think part of the reason that it didn't go the way that Chris had planned, when they all had been talking about wanting a lawsuit like earlier, their church was relatively successful, and like you said, they had
Vermin Supreme. And now when it happens, they've lost funding as well as members.
Yeah, they'd been in decline for years at this point. So nobody was, like, cheering them on. They didn't have any real supporters at this point.
No, and this probably led to more people leaving.
Probably. So, yeah. Sometime in the 2000s, Korda wrote an anti-humanist manifesto. She talks about basically where humanity went wrong and strategies for wiping out all or some of the population. It includes the term species holocaust. Again, example of being a great human. But yeah, I definitely feel like I'm on some FBI watch list now. And she talks about religion being proof that humans are stupid in it. So that kind of, like, wraps up most of their public things that they did. They do have, you know, there were other people that thanked the church when they committed suicide, apparently. I couldn't find any specific examples other than the one. According to their website, a lot of people died and thanked them for it. And like I said earlier, Korda blamed leftists because they were more likely to attack them directly, which I do think is interesting. The cult's website is still active, and if you want to look at it, I would be careful of what you click on, especially the sodomy page. There's an interesting picture that is just right there for you to look at, if you want to just look at it, it's very 2000s, like HTML webpage. There's a lot of really interesting links. The way they put things on there, it's not very well organized.
It's an HTML page. What do you expect?
It has to be updated semi-regularly because two music videos that were made in like the last couple years were embedded on the homepage. So somebody is doing something with it. Their tax exemption has lapsed, though. And I do want to say, I clicked on the videos on the website, the music videos, and they bring you to YouTube.
Do they have an official YouTube channel?
Chris Korda does. And the comments are very concerning. Like, I expected to see people being like, what the heck is this crap? But no. People were very supportive. And I wonder if it's one of those situations, like on our local news stations when people comment, where the people with brains are too afraid to comment because people will just attack them. You know what I mean? Or if it's an issue of it's being deleted if they say anything negative about it. I don't know. It's very concerning to me. Now I'm going to talk about some of the things on their website, other than just the homepage that are concerning. This first section, if you do not like the idea of consuming human secretions, you should probably skip over.
Yay.
Yeah, my favorite. Thomas is very excited. So they encourage the drinking of life water. Do you want to guess what that is?
Pee.
Yes. They believe that drinking your own urine is healthy. They say that it is just filtered blood, so why not?
That's waste that your body is secreting.
That, and they say that it is not waste.
It filters the waste and it goes through the urine stream
to
get out of the body. Otherwise, it would just collect and your kidneys would explode.
This, where it talks about this, if for some reason you're insane and you're interested in reading more about this, or you just, like me, have a sick fascination with how messed up this is. But they say it's best to drink first thing in the morning. And some of the uses: gargling, douching, sniffing to cure upper respiratory infections, enemas, and eye and ear infections. And I've actually seen that. This is something that people actually do. When people have pink eye, they'll pour urine in their eye.
Okay, the only thing I have ever heard of doing with urine was pissing on a jellyfish sting because it'll get rid of the sting.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't true, by the way.
Which isn't true, but it's a common believed myth that's been in movies over and over and over.
Yeah. I feel like a basic understanding of what a pink eye infection is, you'd know that that's not a good idea.
You'd think, but...
But no, I saw on TikTok, somebody that works in a doctor's office was, like, making videos about things that they've seen, and somebody was like, oh, my son's eye infection hasn't gotten any better. I've been dumping urine in his eye. It's not working. So drink your own pee, apparently. They have links to suicide assistance pages. There's nothing directly on the website instructing on how to do it.
Of course, covering land tracks.
Mm-hmm. And if you click on the suicide pillar link, because they have their four pillars and links right in front,
it takes you to another site.
It does. It takes you to a website that asks you to sign in. And I chose not to go down that rabbit hole.
Probably a smart choice.
Yeah.
They probably have a lot of inactive users.
That's awful. I hate you. So they have two saints listed on their websites. Any guesses?
Would one be the Asphyxiation Lady?
No.
Really?
Which is stupid because they're supposed to be saints.
Who are the saints?
Dr. Kevorkian. And in case you, like, on their website they said he's in jail for 15 to 25 years. And so I was curious, wondering when that was last updated. I googled it, and he was in jail only for 8 years for second degree murder for assisting with more than 100 suicides. And he is dead now. He died at 83. I don't believe it was suicide.
Interesting.
The second, you're probably gonna be like, well, duh, is Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she fought for birth control rights. This is the one thing that I'm really curious about. I don't know if either Kevorkian or Sanger knew about this, or if they were okay with it. Because from what I know about Planned Parenthood, they wouldn't probably support this.
No.
Okay, so the last little bit I want to talk about...
I don't know. Grab your phone. Get a representative on the line. I want to know, does Planned Parenthood support The Church of Euthanasia.
I don't know. So this is one of my favorite things on the website. They had some merch. They had stickers. I believe they were 2 for $1. T-shirts for $12. They've actually, they don't sell them anymore, but they do.
I was going to say, because that's ridiculously cheap.
And I was like, I want to buy one. That's cheap. So these are some of my favorite slogans that they had. There's a ton. Eat people, not animals. Thank you for not breeding. Make love, not babies. Mommy, what were trees like? Don't blame me, I'm a parasite. Vasectomy prevents abortion. I don't like that it's tied with them, though. And then, of course, I like to watch. And Korda is still alive. As of the cults episode from Parcast in 2018, she was designing patterns for 3D printing. Like, some kind of engineering like that. I don't know. And she hasn't killed herself. She says, I'll kill myself when I feel like it. And that is the story of the cult or church of euthanasia.
Cult.
Yeah.
They don't deserve church.
So yeah, we do not support the Church of Euthanasia. When I looked on Spotify, I only found a couple other podcasts about it, and one of them was Parcast, like I said. And I can kind of see why. Because this was, like, not great to research. My stomach was in a lot of knots a lot of times. If, you've somehow stayed with us this long, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
The, next, we're going to do something a little bit different next week. Thomas has been focused on his next story, and so I stupidly volunteered, because I've got a million things to do 3 weeks in a row. So, if you didn't get enough of me this week, I'm going to be on again next week.
I do have a request.
What?
Make the next two a little bit more lighthearted.
See, okay, and this is something I want to talk to you about. It's so hard to have a podcast that's about murder and make it lighthearted. Because people are dying regardless.
Do an urban legend or a cryptid or... I don't know. The episode that I'm working on is literally going to have every trigger warning we've ever used.
Well, the one I'm going to do after that episode is a really uplifting one. Or, like, it's not happy, but it has, like, a good ending. It's an inspiring story? Question mark? But yeah, so I'll be doing the next two stories. So anyway, if you like us, please rate and review us. If we get 10 iTunes reviews, we'll do an extra episode.
Plus, the more ratings and reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find us.
And obviously, we're so cool and so popular, so you should tell everyone about us.
Absolutely.
Share us with your friends. Contact us if you want to talk to us or tell us listener stories at creepylifepodcast@gmail.com. We have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, unofficial Harvest Town, Love Nikki, TikToks that are all named Creepy Life or Creepy Sparky. Do we have anything else we need to talk about? Anyway, okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Stay creepy. Sparky again. After recording this episode, as I was going through editing it, with the vibe we have that we've kind of created with our podcast, some of the things I didn't feel comfortable putting out there. So if you're interested in some of the more gruesome details, please do more research on your own. I did pull out a bunch of the episode and put it into an outtakes track. I don't know what we're planning on doing that. Maybe if we have a Patreon or something one day, we can release them. But just know that I wasn't trying to intentionally leave anything out, but I did pull quite a bit from the episode, especially around the 9/11 video. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. If you're afraid to look them up on your own, and I will be happy to answer them. Just send me a message at creepylifepodcast@gmail.com and stay creepy.